Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and let me begin by congratulating you on your appointment as chairperson and by pledging our full cooperation and support. Sweden fully subscribes to the statement by the European Union, and I will therefore limit myself to some additional points in a national capacity. Mr. Chairman, we welcome that Afghanistan and Lebanon have acceded to the convention. We would like to express our strong appreciation of the support of the ISU to our work. And we would also like to commend you, Mr. Chairman, for the work that you have carried out in your capacity as chairperson since the review conference in December 2016. We believe that the CCW and its protocols are an effective and flexible means to respond to possible future weapons technology developments, as well as, if deemed necessary, regulating existing weapon systems. One such topic is lethal autonomous weapon systems or laws, where Sweden very much appreciated the opportunity at the recent meeting of the group of governmental experts to continue those discussions. We were pleased to take note of several working papers to the GGE on ensuring compliance with international law, in particular international humanitarian law. Sweden fully shares the views expressed during the GGE on the importance of upholding international law, and we see the issue of compliance as a key component of the work of the GGE. We also share the view that all states need to review new weapons, means or methods of warfare, and we agree on the usefulness of an exchange of states' national experiences with review procedures and the encouragement of information exchange between states, including on best practices. Mr. Chairman, Sweden supports the continuation in 2018 of discussions on the questions related to emerging technologies in the area of laws and look forward to a decision to continue the work of the GGE to further examine this issue. Like other parties, we regret that the financial situation of the Convention did not permit the holding of CCW meetings, including of the GGE, in full, as decided by last year's review conference. We therefore welcome the proposal for financial rules presented by the Chair in your capacity as President of the CCW, and we will return with more comments at a later stage of this meeting. Before concluding, let me just underline that we also look forward to continue working closely with the ICRC as well as with civil society. Sweden attaches great importance to their participation in the CCW meetings and to their valuable contributions to our work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.